I'm Marco Werman with The World. It is postseason baseball time, and we're pretty stoked here in Boston because the Red Sox are in it this year. This is also the last postseason for Red Sox slugger David Ortiz. Our much-loved Big Poppy is about to retire. But here's something some baseball fans don't love about Ortiz. After an especially big hit, he's been known to throw his bat in the air, you know, flipping it. Baseball purists don't like bat flips. They say they're an insult to the pitcher, the opposing team, and all that's sacred in America's pastime. That's how ESPN's Mina Kimes sums up the disdain for bat flips here in the U.S. But there is an alternate bat-flipping universe in South Korea, and Kimes was there recently. I asked her what it was like to see a bat flip there.
Well, it wasn't just one, Marco. I saw many, many bat flips. And I think that was what was so initially astonishing for me when I went to my first game. You know, I was like, oh, I really hope I see one, maybe a home run. And they just started pouring like a gusher of bat flips. And gradually I learned from going to a few games is that this is a pretty common occurrence.
So are you saying like every batter in the lineup is going to flip their bat if they get a hit?
Not every batter. I think I probably saw an average about 5 or 6 per game at least. And so what I started to hear was, you know, it's just when you get a really good, solid hit, you know, you really get that kind of good smack that makes a batter want to flip their bat.
So what's the reaction to it from the crowd?
Well, you don't really notice it in the crowd because, you know, when you're in the stadium, you're watching the ball. And they don't play replays on a big screen, I think, in most of the stadiums there. So you don't really notice it sometimes. You know, a few times I think they were pretty flamboyant or the bats flew far enough to where I think some fans kind of noticed it or there was enough of a gap. But it often happens pretty quickly.
What about the other team when they see the batter do a flip?
They do not care.
They don't care.
Yeah, so it's not like in the U.S. where they do care a lot. And, you know, there's the whole code and there's retribution for flipping your bat as an insult to the pitcher. There's really no reaction. I think the pitchers are just inert to it. They're so used to it happening all the time.
Is it just frequency? You think that's it? I mean, why are they so cool with it? While here in the States, we're against it, mostly.
Yeah. Well, this was kind of the big question driving my story. You know, at first I wanted to figure out who did this first, and how did it start, how did it become a thing? But then gradually I was kind of like, well, why do they not care here? And I came with a few reasons. One was that the player who did it first in Korea was a slugger named Yang Jun-hyuk, who's sort of a legend in the KBO, one of the greatest hitters of all time. So he did it first, and you know, other players were kind of like, oh, okay, well, hey, if Yang Jun-hyuk does it, right, I guess it's okay, I guess it's cool. But the other thing is, you know, it happens so often there that if pitchers were to drill batters after they do it, you'd kind of take out the whole team. And then the other thing I think is that, you know, there's less of a culture of retribution in Korean baseball. All the players know each other. They all went to school together. So there's not just retribution against bat flips. There's no retribution in general. There aren't that many fights. There's no takeout slides. It's just a totally different baseball culture.
Yeah, Mina, have you ever found this acceptance of bat flipping anywhere else in the world, like Japan or Cuba?
Definitely. You know, in Latin America, I think there's more acceptance for bat flips and celebrations and just kind of a raucous baseball culture in general. You know, the U.S. kind of stands alone, I think, in its punitive culture, and sort of the unwritten rules are pretty much restricted to America.
Right. So as far as the Korean ballplayers bat flips, they're distinct, right? I mean, each hitter has his own version and style.
Definitely. A lot of it is tied to how they swing their bats. You know, if they have more of an uppercut swing, or in the case of Choi Jin-suk, who's one of the greatest bat flippers in the KBO, it's how his bat sort of bounces off of his shoulder and there's a little bit of a ricochet effect. So he really sends it flying. And they all have different sort of velocities and sort of styles to how they flip their bats. It's kind of fun to watch.
So now that you're back home, the playoffs are happening. Are you hoping for some righteous bat flips this postseason?
Oh my gosh, of course. When Bautista had a home run in the wild card game, I was like, flip your bat, flip your bat, flip your bat. He didn't do it. I think he might be saving it for later on. You know, he's the sort of most iconic bat flipper in MLB right now, but I'll definitely have my eye out for that.
Is the postseason here kind of the super unsafe harbor for bat flips?
I think that when the stakes are raised in a game, the players at least say that they're more accepting of it. However, you know, when Bautista flipped his bat, it kicked off this huge firestorm and all the Rangers complained about it. So I guess that kind of went out the window. That was a particularly, as you might remember, tantalizing, taunting bat flip. And he kind of, you know, he stared down the pitcher a little bit first, which I think it maybe exacerbated it a bit.
Right.
But I don't know. Fans love it, man. I mean, I just really hope we get to see at least one.
ESPN's Mina Kimes, thanks very much.
Thank you.